Yeehaw! You're listening to the Mike Malloy Show, broadcasting live tonight from the Left Coast, beautiful studios of K-Talk AM 1150. Your friendly Christmas Eve friend, Brad Blog from bradblog.com, here with you tonight in the Christmas Miracle Edition of the Mike Malloy Show. Why is it a Christmas Miracle Edition? Well, because we've just got so damn much good news, we don't even know where to begin. We're just giddy with ourselves. We're not angry. We're not infuriated. We're just giddy, and that is a Christmas miracle. Please join the chat room, and I forgot to say earlier, you can tweet me anytime, all night long, all weekend long, all year long, at the Brad Blog. That's where you can find me on the Twitters. Let's see, and you can also stop by the chat room at bradblog.com, where Dez and Dale are holding down the fort tonight. We'd love to see you and hear from you over there. They're friendly. Come on by. Whip up a nice cup of hot chocolate. Bowl of popcorn. There is plenty to enjoy tonight, that's for sure. We're going to be joined in just a few minutes here by Lori Compass, who is demanding an apology from the Senate Majority Leader in Wisconsin, Scott Fitzgerald, who has been claiming that Democrats are committing voter fraud in the recall Walker effort. Of course, they are not. So she's demanding, she's not taking it. She is not taking it. She's standing up and she's saying, yeah, you know what? You owe me an apology because you're out there lying about me. You're out there saying that Democrats are committing fraud and they're not. You, sir, are the fraud. We're going to talk to Lori, see if she's gotten that apology yet in just a few moments. Okay, so just to review, though, very quickly, the very good news that we have. One, Boehner folded like a cheap suit, claiming, as he told the American people, that why not do the right thing for the American people, even though it's not exactly what we want. Of course, doing the right thing would never be what they want, apparently. Okay, so we had that tonight. We have Rick Perry, who failed to get on the primary ballot in the state of Virginia because he turned in petitions with not enough signatures to get on the primary ballot. He failed. The Department of Justice has nixed South Carolina's photo ID restrictions at the polling place that would have disenfranchised thousands of legal voters. And a court in the great state of Indiana has ordered that the Republican Secretary of State, Charlie White, be removed from office for his various voter fraud chicanery that he himself carried off, and that he be replaced by a Democrat. Okay, so that's just some of the good news. And we haven't even gotten to the findings by the U.S. Elections Assistance Commission that the paper ballot op scan computers I've been warning you about for years and years and years, that, yes, the ones made by ES&S actually drop ballots. They drop votes. They don't count votes. They freeze up during elections. And they do not print properly their logs, their activity logs. So, you know, if a hacker wants to get in there and do anything they want, it won't be caught by anybody. So that's just some of the stuff that's straight ahead. Oh, there's some new great EPA rules, some new great EPA rules that only took 22 years to get here, since the Republican George H.W. Bush signed that Clean Air Act into law 22 years ago. Well, we finally got the rules that he asked for. Okay, so we'll get to that and some other stuff. Oh, and the Republicans, now all of a sudden the Republicans are worried that the Iowa caucuses are going to be hacked. Oh, silly Republicans. You know that's just conspiracy theory stuff. Those machines can't be hacked. They're perfectly safe. What are you talking about, tinfoil hat wearers? Okay. Also in Wisconsin, speaking of Wisconsin, because we're going to talk to Lori Compass in a moment, we've got some good news there. There's been about four or five different arrests that I have heard of after assaults, violent assaults, on Wisconsin on recall Walker petitioners, folks who are out there gathering petitions, exercising their right to do so, their right to petition their government for redress, trying to get Scott Walker on a recall ballot along with his lieutenant governor, along with three or four other state senators. They've been attacked. They've been spit upon. Two men were arrested last week for spitting upon petition gatherers. They've been they've received death threats in the middle of the night from these Walker-supporting thugs. They've had petitions snatched out of their hand and defaced. And one man was arrested last week in West Bend. I think it was West Bend. Where's that? Where do I have that paper? Here we go. Do I have the arrest here? His name, where is he from here? Wisconsin. Oh, here we go. Yeah, Jeffrey Karnitz from West Bend. Indeed, a 30-year-old man was charged with two election fraud felonies, supporter of Scott Walker's, for defacing petitions that these gatherers were trying to get signatures on. So, yeah, that's what they do. Oh, and we told the story at Brad Blog that we picked up. A fellow by the name of David Hackman, Dave Hackman, had wrote about this at Daily Coast over the weekend. His camera was smashed. Well, let me see if I have this here, because it's, yeah, here we go. This camera, and there's a picture of the brand-new Canon electronic camera. He writes, "This camera was 3 weeks old. It was stripped off my wrist, thrown full force into the street by a crazy right-wing bastard. The card and battery are missing, which I learned when I tried to retrieve the day's photos and video." He writes, Dave Hackman, his he writes under the name, what's the name he uses there? He writes that Noise of Rain over at Daily Coast. He writes that my winter coat was ripped, my camera was destroyed, my hand is badly bruised and hurts like hell. The police left after taking all of our stories, and three of us went back to the intersection to retrieve our signs so as not to leave litter. As we walked back, a wizened old man came up his front walk and let us know how happy he was that we were hurt and how much he hated us. He drooled positively. Oh shoot! He computer here refreshed right in front of my eyes. Doggone it! Well, we'll have to find out how he drooled in a moment. Let's see. Is it coming back? Because it was a good story. I wanted to finish this story. It was a lovely. It was a warm Christmas story for Christmas Eve. Okay, here we go. He drooled. Ah, here we go. He drooled. Positively fecal invective. There we go. Another car whizzed by and gave us the finger. Earlier, a man in a see, we should have nice Christmas tunes behind this. Earlier, a man in a passing car slowed down and pantomimed shooting at Angela with an imaginary rifle. This is life in Walker's, Wisconsin. I don't see it getting any better real soon. No, well, here's the good news. Yeah, it's a holly jolly Christmas because that guy who attacked Dave Hackman, allegedly, and broke his camera, allegedly, has been arrested. We still don't know his name, but he has been arrested. There has been some accountability there. Writes, Noise of Rain is his name, Adelicos, at the end of the piece here. He says, "We don't want trouble. We don't want debates. We don't want to convince anyone of anything. We merely want to give people the opportunity to sign a legally prescribed petition derived from constitutionally defined laws whose intention is to allow redress of an aggrieved population if an elected official is off the rails." And that's certainly the case up in Wisconsin, where the elected officials are off the rails. Off the rails and on Fox News, where Scott Fitzgerald was happy to tell people yesterday, that, well, if they flip the Senate, yeah, basically he said that, you got that clip there, Scott Fitzgerald, Fox News with Megyn Kelly, you don't see it there? He basically said, well, if they flip the state Senate, which is obviously their goal with eight recalls going on right now, they can take control of the labor unions. If we win this battle and the money is not there under the auspices of the unions, certainly what you're going to find is President Obama is going to have a much more difficult time getting elected and winning the state of Wisconsin. Yes, indeed, this is about killing the unions in the state of Wisconsin. Make no mistake about it, that's what they're trying to do. And they'll get away with it, too, unless they're stopped. Brad in from Malloy.
Snow is glistening, a beautiful sight. We are happy tonight.
It's the best time of the year.
It is today. Nothing but good news somehow here tonight on the Mike Malloy Show. Broadcasting from the left coast. Your friendly investigative citizen journalist, blogger, troublemaker, muckraker Brad Friedman in for Mike tonight on Christmas Eve Eve with our Christmas Miracle Show. So I was talking a little bit about the recall effort up in Wisconsin before we went to the break, and Lori Compass, who took on the Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald after Fitzgerald had sent out an email claiming that Democrats were trying to get away with fraud, voter fraud, on those petitions. Which, of course, they are not. Here was her confrontation, at least a part of it, a few days ago when she was challenging Scott Fitzgerald to apologize for claiming that she and her compatriots were committing fraud.
I have personally reviewed every single one of the 10,000 and counting signatures that we've gathered.
I think, obviously, it's a statewide issue.
Mickey Mouse, Adolf Hitler, stuff like that's not going to get by me. It won't be turned into the GAB. So, you're accusing us, this isn't a statewide thing in your email, but you're saying
that's fraud.
That you need help to fight the fraud that's happening right now in recall petitions in your district.
Yes.
And so you're accusing me of fraud. You're accusing my volunteers of fraud. Yes, you are. You said it. Issue an apology to me and my volunteers. Issue a correction.
Okay, thanks, Lori. Thank you for being here.
Are you going to do either one of those?
No, I'm not
going
to do either one of those.
Are you going to do either one of those things, issue an apology to me or my volunteers? No, I'm not going to do either one of those, says Scott Fitzgerald to Lori Compass, the woman who is the independent grassroots organizer leading the effort to recall Wisconsin Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald. Lori Compass joins me right now to find out how that quest for an apology is going. Hey, Lori, welcome to the Mike Malloy Show.
Hi there. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Boy, do I love it when the good guys stand up to... Actually, I love it when any citizens stand up to power the way you did. So tell us, have you gotten your apology for the claims that Republican Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald made about you and your signature gatherers out there?
No. In this case, he was true to his word. He has not come through with an apology.
And so what was it exactly that he said that you took such offense to in that email that he sent out to supporters?
Well, is it okay if I give you a little context?
Sure, absolutely.
Yeah, it's been reported that I'm working for Governor Walker's recall and some things like that, so I just wanted to clear up. A lot of people outside Wisconsin aren't aware that Scott Fitzgerald is actually facing a recall himself and that I filed the papers against him on the same day as the Governor Walker petition filers filed their papers. So our website is at recallfitz.com. That's recall, F-I-T-Z.com. And this is an independent grassroots effort. The Democrats targeted three senators mm-hmm. elsewhere in the state, and you know, three senators they thought would be most vulnerable. And I guess they just thought Scott Fitzgerald, you know, like it couldn't be done or something. But, but we are doing it. So. And
I should say, by the way, Lori Compass, I believe I'm guilty of that I reported at BradBlog that you were involved in the Recall Walker effort. I will be correcting that later on tonight. So you're directly focusing on Fitzgerald, Scott Fitzgerald, not on behalf of the Republicans, but as an independent effort?
Right, not on behalf of the Democrats. That's right. And so our volunteers certainly do have Walker and Clayfish petitions, but they also have Fitzgerald petitions. And I'm kind of just piggybacking my effort onto the Democrats' effort. So we've got all these people going out from the Democrats' offices carrying the Walker petitions, and basically I was just making mine available, saying, hey, while you're going out, do you mind taking a Fitzgerald petition? Mm-hmm. And it's worked incredibly well. And so that's why Scott Fitzgerald sent out that fundraising email that, you know, was making these false claims about us. And, you know, I didn't go to that meeting intending a big smackdown or anything. I just confronted him about this because the things he's saying about us, I think, are translating into some increased hostility and aggression that we're seeing out on the streets and on the ground. And I want it to stop. So not only, I asked him for an apology, but, you know, what I really got at later in the video was, you know, will you denounce these actions by your supporters that we're seeing, you know, people yelling obscenities at us? You know, I feel like he's got the power as a Senate Majority Leader to try and calm people down and try and get people to realize that we're good people, we're working hard for a cause that we believe in, and we're exercising our constitutional rights. That's what he could be telling people. And instead of telling his constituents that, he's just fanning the flames, and it's making things worse. And so that was my intention in going in there and talking to him about this, was to make him realize that, no, there's no fraud happening, first of all. And secondly, when he says that it is happening, it's making things worse for us out on the street.
Lori, can you stick around for just a few more minutes? I want to hold you through the break if I can. I got another question or two for you. Are you available? Can you do that?
Sure, that's fine.
Okay, really appreciate that. I'm speaking with Lori Compass of recallfitz.com, F-I-T-Z.com, working to recall Wisconsin Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald and demanding that he stop claiming the folks trying to recall him are committing fraud. You're listening to Brad Friedman in for Mike Malloy. Lori's going to stay with us. Hope you will, too.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. You really are a heel. You're as cuddly as a cactus. You're as charming as an eel, Mr. Grinch. You're a bad banana with a greasy black peel.
We send that out tonight to Wisconsin Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald. You're listening to the Mike Malloy Show. Brad Friedman of bradblog.com. In for Mike Malloy. We're speaking with Lori Compass on our Christmas Miracle episode of the Malloy Show. Speaking with Lori Compass of recallfitz.com. That's recall, F-I-T-Z.com. She is working to get Wisconsin Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald on a recall ballot in the Badger State next year. No easy task either. But then again, I thought it was going to be very difficult to get Governor Scott Walker on a recall ballot next year. So, Lori, by the way, is asking for an apology from Scott Fitzgerald, because Fitzgerald has been going out and lying about her group and Democrats around the state committing voter fraud by fraudulently putting Mickey Mouse and Hitler on the these petition signatures. And, of course, he's using that to raise money for himself. So, Lori, how many signatures do you have to get to get Scott Fitzgerald on the ballot? And how's the effort going so far?
Well, it's going really well. We need a minimum of 16,742. And at last count, which was on Monday, we had 10,700 valid signatures. So we actually have many more than that, but for various reasons, those signatures won't count. But we have 10,700 valid signatures.
And how many of them are from Mickey Mouse or Hitler?
Not a single. single one, and I've reviewed them all.
Dick Tracy, Mary Poppins, I know they vote all the time in Wisconsin. I've heard it over and over again on Fox News. So how many times has Dick Tracy signed the petition so far?
Not at all.
None.
I haven't seen any evidence of fraudulent activity.
Really? That's so odd. That's not what I heard on Fox. Now, you've got 10,000 so far that are you believe are valid. You got to get about 17,000. What is your deadline? You have the same deadline that the Scott Walker recall folks have?
That's right. January 14th is the last day we can collect signatures, and then the signatures are all due on January 17th.
Are you going to make it?
I sure hope so.
Yeah?
I wouldn't be out here if I didn't think so. Yeah, we're just seeing an extraordinary outpouring of support from around the state. People are coming to our district who live maybe on the border. They're mm-hmm. coming in to the district to help us gather signatures. So we have people who are, you know, out on street corners saying, come and sign here. And then we also, about a week and a half ago, started just really intense canvassing efforts, so going door to door.
And so people who do not live in Scott Fitzgerald's district, they can't sign the petition, at least legally. It won't count. They have to live in his Senate district, correct?
They have to be eligible to vote in his Senate district to sign. Mm-hmm. But any eligible, you know, anyone who's eligible to vote in Wisconsin can circulate our petition.
Okay.
So people can come over from Madison or Milwaukee or whatever and carry our petition around.
Now, it's a tall order, not just to get him on the recall ballot, but to win, because he's, you know, he's the majority leader. He's going to have a whole bunch of Koch money behind him, I'm guessing. And does he, is he popular? How did he do in the last election? Was it, it's a very Republican area that he presides over?
Yeah, he did very well in the last election. But, you know, we're finding a lot of Republicans are signing this petition. A lot of people feel like he's abused his power, for mm-hmm. one thing, and a lot of people feel like he's betrayed their trust. You know, he didn't campaign on doing the stuff that he's ended up doing.
Mm-hmm.
We feel like he's more interested in lining up behind Governor Walker and carrying out Governor Walker's agenda mm-hmm. than standing up for us.
Well, listen, I'm going to be back in for Mike Malloy next Thursday and Friday, and I am nothing if not fair and balanced. So if Wisconsin Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald would like to come on this show and defend himself and give us evidence that Mickey Mouse and Hitler and so forth are in fact signing these petitions, that there are Democrats and others committing fraud to put him on the recall ballot while they're exercising their right to do exactly that, I certainly welcome him to do so. I, like you, however, Lori Compass, am aware of no such evidence. And you're right. I think that charging people with fraud, we've already seen what that has led to with Scott Walker. I talked a little bit about it earlier in the hour, the attacks on these recall Walker folks, the death threats they're getting in the middle of the night, the violent assaults. We've, you know, had a lot of arrests now. And this needs to stop, because this is the exercise of democracy. And what you guys are doing is just, you know, good for you. Thank you for what you're doing. And as a matter of fact, Jeannie Dean, who's been is a great election integrity advocate out here, she was working closely with the folks up in Wisconsin during the Prosser-Kloppenberg debacle of a Supreme Court election up there last April. Jeannie Dean's in our bradblog.com chat room, and she writes, "We are so proud of you, Wisconsin. Thank you, Lori." She speaks for me as well. Thank you, Lori, for the work that you're doing up there, and let me know at Bradblog how I can help.
Oh, well, thank you so much. Thanks for having me on.
All right. Stay warm and have a great holiday, Lori.
Okay, you too.
That's Lori Compass at recallfitz, FITZ.com. Support the exercise of democracy at a at an occupation near you. Okay, let me see here. What do I have? What else do I have time for before we need to get to a break? Oh, we should start taking. I should give the phone numbers out. 877-520-1150. 877-520-1150. Oh yeah, while we're in Wisconsin, I'll do this before the break. We talked a little bit last week when I was in on Friday. About the Ruth L. Here we go. Ruth L. Frank. The 80-year-old, 80 or 84? I want to get this right. Here we go. 84-year-old Ruth L. Frank, who may have to pay $200 to vote in Wisconsin under the new voter suppression law that was passed by Republicans up there. She's been voting since 1948 without a problem, but because she was born at home, she never received a birth certificate. And now to get a birth certificate, she'll have to pay $20. There's your poll tax right there. Problem is, the Registry of Deeds has her name misspelled, so even if she gets a birth certificate, she may have to pay $200 to change that birth certificate so that she can use it then to cast her legal vote, which, as I say, she has been doing since 1948 without a problem, until guys like Scott Walker, the governor there, and Scott Fitzgerald, the man we were just talking about there, tried to stop them from voting with these photo ID laws. So, yeah. Earlier in the hour, we talked about the fact that the Department of Justice has said no to South Carolina and their photo ID law, saying that it does not pass muster. They will, the DOJ will not give it preclearance, according to the Voting Rights Act in South Carolina. But up in Wisconsin, the that state's not covered by the Voting Rights Act in the same way that South Carolina is. So the ACLU has now filed a lawsuit, I'm delighted to see, a 54-page suit in which Ruth L. Frank is the lead plaintiff. There's also 17 other voters, from Ruth L. Frank to a 52-year-old homeless veteran to a 20-year-old without a Social Security card to a 19-year-old college student who doesn't want to give up his California driver's license just to vote in Wisconsin, and he doesn't have to, and he shouldn't have to. That's the suit that they filed to demonstrate the effect of the law, and charging that it is unconstitutional, that it violates the Equal Protection Clause of the 14th Amendment, violates the 24th and 14th Amendments of the Constitution as an unconstitutional poll tax, and violates the Equal Protection Clause of the 14th Amendment in arbitrarily refusing to accept certain identification documents. They're challenging that up in Wisconsin. That's the good news, and that may affect what happens beginning in February of 2012. But as Ernest Canning writes at the Brad blog, that suit is being, let's say, specifically tailored to go all the way up to the Supreme Court. And it may result, if it is successful, in overturning not just the photo ID voter suppression law up in Wisconsin, but also similar laws that have been passed in state after state, now controlled by Republicans, in Kansas, in Arizona, Texas, Florida, South Carolina, Indiana, even Indiana, the original, the home of the photo ID poll tax, Indiana, where the Indiana Secretary of State himself is accused of committing voter fraud and has been ordered removed from office as of last night. So this could be very good news as we move forward with the ACLU suit, and as this is our good news Christmas miracle version of the Mike Malloy Show, wanted to share that with you. And oh yeah, that Recall Walker effort, man, is that going well. I thought they were going to have a hard time getting enough signatures. They needed an average of like 9,000 a day to get enough signatures in time to get Scott Walker on the ballot. Well, they claim they've got more than 500,000 now, and they're going to 700,000 just to be safe, just to make sure they have enough. So it's going to be an interesting year next year, isn't it? And, oh, yeah, voting starts in the Iowa caucuses in about 10 days. What could possibly go wrong? Give us a call, 877-520-1150. If you know what could possibly go wrong, or if you'd like to talk about anything else tonight, love to hear from you. Brad Friedman, in from Malloy, 877-520-1150.
No crying he makes. I love me, Lord Jesus. Look down from the sky and stay by.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Everywhere you go.
Certainly is.
Take a look in the 5 and 10.
Uh-huh.
Listen and once again.
Thank you, Bing.
With candy canes and silver lanes aglow.
You're listening to the Mike Malloy Show from the Crystal Ballroom, high atop the Clear Channel building in beautiful downtown Burbank. Brad Friedman in for Mike. Glad you could join us. Our phone numbers are 877-520-1150. 877-520-1150. And next hour, and I know that Jeremy from Vermont, Mark from San Francisco, some other folks have been holding on for a long time, so keep holding. I'm going to try to get to you, and nothing but calls in the next hour if I can. So get in line now, 877-520-1150. I had mentioned that the voting begins finally. It feels like it's been going on for years, but the Republican presidential race, the presidential cycle begins in earnest about 10 days from now in the state, the lovely state of Iowa, in the Iowa caucuses. And the Republicans are concerned because Anonymous has put out a video, a purported video from Anonymous calling on disruption of the Iowa caucus. So they're shoring up their security for the caucus sites or something, at least they claim. Here's the only way that you can absolutely guarantee, well, as close as you can ever get to guaranteeing that there'll be a clean, transparent election that everyone can have confidence in Iowa. And that is by voting on a paper ballot, which they do in the Republican caucus in Iowa. Some caucuses actually do a show of hands instead. And the Republicans have asked them to use paper ballots. That's good. But then you need to count the ballots in front of the people, publicly, in front of all the people at the caucus sites, and then report those results at the caucus sites, all 1,800 or so of them, before calling them in to the central Republican headquarters, where anything can happen to them, where either Anonymous or Republicans can do anything they want with those results, and you and I will never know it, because there is no transparency. So if Republicans are really concerned about the election and making sure that everyone has confidence in the results, that's what they will do. Count those ballots in front of everyone at the caucus site. Post the results before calling them in to the Republican central headquarters, where they go into a database in a dark room in a black box, and they come out with whatever numbers they want. So with that starting, I was going to suggest you give us a call at 877-520-1150 to let me know who you think will win the Iowa caucus. Not who you want to win, and not even necessarily who wins, but I should put it this way. Who will be announced the winner of the Iowa caucus on January 3rd? Love to hear from you. 877-520-1150. Okay, with that in mind, speaking for a second to our friends up in San Francisco in the Bay Area. I'm also speaking to our friends across the country who may be interested in this as well. We've been covering at bradblog.com the saga of Green 960 up there, the great progressive radio station on the AM dial up in the Bay Area, the only progressive radio station on the dial in the Bay Area. We announced a couple of weeks ago at Bradblog that Clear Channel was going to move it off the air, take it off the air, remove the only progressive radio station from one of the nation's most progressive cities on the very first day of the presidential election year. And I'm not going to point to any conspiracies by pointing out that Mitt Romney's Bain Capital owns Clear Channel, and that they're, you know, it's Clear Channel that's taking the progressive station off the air. I'm not going to point to that. I'll just mention it. Oh, wait, I just did. But anyway, my point is they have reversed themselves, sort of, kind of, happily. And they're going to keep progressive radio on the AM dial up there in San Francisco. However, they're doing some very bizarre things. If you're listening to Stephanie Miller in the morning, you might know about it. We're actually broadcasting from her studios here, so we thank her for that. They're actually moving Stephanie Miller to the evening slots and moving Tom Hartman to the evening slots, and they're taking this program, The Mike Malloy Show, and moving it until the early morning hours. Up there in San Francisco, from 1 a.m. till 3 a.m., you'll be able to hear The Mike Malloy Show. Not live anymore, as you're able to hear it tonight. It'll be from 1 to 3 a.m., and I guess you're going to cut off one of our 3 hours. which is very sad. That said, Stephanie has asked listeners up there, and I join her in this effort to ask Mike Malloy listeners to very politely and very respectfully give them a call at Green 960, send them email, ask them to keep Stephanie Miller in her time slot, Tom Hartman in his time slot, Mike Malloy in his time slot, because you know what they're doing? Where Stephanie Miller currently plays at 6 to 9 a.m. live in the morning, they're moving in Glenn Beck. Yes, you heard me correctly. Glenn Beck is replacing Stephanie Miller on the progressive radio station, Green 960, in the progressive city of San Francisco. What could possibly go wrong? Tom Hartman is being displaced by Dave Ramsey, a right-winging financial guy from Texas, I think. And then he's moved to late night. And so if you disagree with that, if you would like the public airwaves to actually serve the public interests, please remind the good folks at Green 960 about it. I spoke with someone there the other day who said we always love hearing from our listeners. So please let them hear from you. At Green, you can stop by green960.com and get the contact information there. Remember, be polite. They are keeping Progressive Radio on the air, so be polite, be kind, be respectful. But let them know you want your Stephanie Miller, your Tom Hartman, your Mike Malloy live, and all 3 hours of it. I think that would be good. I think there's enough Glenn Beck elsewhere, don't you think? I think there's three or four other right-wing stations where those folks can hear Glenn Beck and his idiocy. So try to let them know. All right. Try to let us know what's on your mind. We're going to go to your calls after this at 877-520-1150. That's 877-520-1150. Who will be announced the winner of the Iowa caucus? A very carefully worded question. Who will be announced the winner of the Iowa caucus? Would love to hear from you. And on anything else that's on your mind or that we've talked about tonight, these are your public airwaves. You hear me up there, San Francisco? These are your public airwaves. Use them before you lose them more than you already have. 877-520-1150. Your calls are next on Christmas Eve. I'm Brad, in for Malloy.